is how we brew it.
On 95BFM Breakfast, thanks to 830 Coffee Roasters.
Put in a Christian.
Gets me every time.
Good morning.
It's just the catchiest
it's
thing on radio.
It's classic, eh? It's iconic, one could argue.
Yeah.
How are you?
I'm well. How are you guys?
Excellent. Yeah, we're good.
Yes, we are. We're so back.
I'm excited to chat cafe. We've decided that for the next little while, we're going to run through all our brewing methods
yeah.
and how peeps can like perfect it at home.
How to make the perfect coffee at home.
Yeah,
yes.
Depending on where you're at and what your like methods are. Are we doing, you've got a bit of a droopy mic.
I've got a
I'm
microphone
sorry.
Situation here. But
One minute.
This is live radio. There we go.
Sorry, everyone.
Here we are.
Sorry.
We're talking back. Espresso today?
Yes, espresso, yeah. So that's, I would say that's probably the main sort of like way people probably brew coffee at home.
Yeah.
So yeah, I've got some top handy tips for the listeners at home. But
please help me.
First of all, I know.
Oh yes, new bags.
Radio is a visual means, so I mean, we're going to have to do our best here.
Yeah.
But new bags.
New bags. Who dis?
The most stunning bag.
The
has
most stunning
in.
Bag. Big red on the side.
Yeah.
A little subtle 0830 in the gloss and the matte.
Yeah, there's a matte gloss contrast going on here.
Situation.
And these
both
are just
sides.
The sides we're talking about.
Yeah, a big old 830 on the front.
Yeah.
So you don't.
Yeah,
so you know which coffee roaster it's from.
The best one.
And then some stuff on the back, like roasted in Auckland since 09. And something that we're quite proud of too, which I'm not sure we've ever talked about, is that all of our coffee is actually Toi Tu certified, which is.
No way.
Yeah, it's like an environmental standard and like health and safety sort of standard as well.
Mm.
So yeah, 8:30, Toi Tu. But yeah, our new bags have arrived. So this is the very first bag of 8:30 coffee to leave the roastery.
Whoa.
In our new bags.
You oh my heard God. It here first.
I feel so special.
So.
Seeing it with my own eyes in the flesh.
Yeah.
It looks real profesh. It looks very sleek.
Yeah, we're absolutely wrapped.
It's, fully recyclable as well?
So it's soft plastics
soft
recyclable.
Plastic. Easy.
So yeah, drop it off at your local supermarket or give it back to us, get a new bag of coffee and we'll recycle it for you. So we've actually made it probably easier than ever before. So
oh, nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fun times.
They look exceptional. Resealable as well is like a really good idea for
absolutely.
Our slower coffee drinkers.
Yeah, and a special valve on the back too, which only lets the coffee gas out and not the flavour out. So very special.
That is a bit fancy, isn't it?
Super fancy. So yeah, no, we're thrilled. So keep an eye out for them.
See?
Mean.
We'll get into what our beans of the week are in a minute.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a bit Australian there or something. But first, espresso top tips. I feel like there's a lot of things to consider when you're doing espresso because it's like grind size, you know, like how much pressure should I be tamping with sort of thing.
Yeah, all of those sorts of things. The top five that I've got for you, because we love a list on radio, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
That's what I've brought, so... Top five tips to brewing a better espresso coffee at home. First one, use fresh coffee. So we've talked about degassing coffee before, so we do that at the roastery. But yeah, use coffee that's kind of fresh. So up to sort of like maybe a month old is where you sort of start seeing that flavor kind of drop away. But yeah, the fresher the coffee after it's been degassed, the better results you'll have. So... buy from us, buy from our website or from one of our wholesale customers.
Yeah.
Because, we've done all that degassing stuff for you. And also on the bottom of a bag or on the bottom of our bags, we have the date that the coffee was roasted on.
Ah, right.
So, yeah, good little top tip is to kind of keep an eye on that too. So,
You want to use it all by a month from the roasting date?
Yeah, month from the roasting date's pretty safe.
Okay.
So, yeah, normally once it's... Because it, obviously once coffee's roasted, it just starts degassing straight away.
Yeah.
It's started that process. And even when it's in the bag, it's still degassing. Hence the special valve on our new bags.
Yeah. Mind you, this one, this date on the bottom of here is...
Should be Friday.
The 6th of March.
Yeah.
It's like... only 3 days old.
Yeah, so nice and fresh.
Fresh as.
Yeah. So then once it kind of gets shipped to you, that's about a day or two. So yeah, that's kind of, we try and have coffee kind of as fresh as possible, because then it does start degassing as soon as it's roasted. So yeah, top tip number one is use fresh coffee.
Fresh 8:30 coffee.
Yeah, absolutely. And also when you're storing it at home, an airtight container, in sort of like a low light pantry or something like that, or people use the freezer, but just
the freezer.
People would put their coffee in the freezer, but really all you need is just airtight. So that's the biggest top tip. The second one is grinding fresh every time. So we actually do, if you buy coffee from us, you can get it ground up for espresso or what have you. If you don't have a grinder at home, because that's a bit of a luxury, I suppose, or your machine doesn't grind it automatically. But yeah, top tip, grind it fresh every time, because when the coffee is in bean form, it will hold its flavour and degas less. When it's pre-ground, it will, because it's less surface area. So yeah, it'll degas faster and lose its flavour faster. So yeah, grinding every time is definitely the best way to do it.
And if you are getting it pre-ground, I guess you just want to get through it nice and quickly, eh?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, that's what we recommend. So
I was having a nosy on your website, and you've got a grind for like pretty much anything you can do to coffee.
We sure do, yeah. Yeah, V60, filter machine.
AeroPress.
AeroPress, espresso, stovetop, you name it, we got it.
Yeah, they can grind it for you.
Yeah, yeah, so we can absolutely do that. But yeah, we recommend that if you're going through it really, really fast. But yeah, otherwise, if you've got your own grinder, it is a bit of a luxury to have your own grinder at home, because it's just another piece of machinery to have lying around. But
yeah, it's just more bench real estate.
Yeah.
But they're pretty nice to look at, a nice grinder, right?
Yeah, if you've got a nice little coffee setup, it's definitely adds to the party. The other one is, so it's kind of a combined tip, but water. So water makes a big difference to producing a high quality coffee as well. So we recommend, filtered water and all that sort of thing. But also the ratio of water to coffee ratio too. So we've actually got a guide on our website of the optimal kind of like, so if you're brewing for V60, the ratio water to coffee ratio. So I said ratio a lot. But yeah, it's quite important. Normally a basic rule is kind of 1 gram to 16 grams of water. But yeah, that's...
Is that for filter or for...
That's for espresso.
Espresso, okay.
Yeah, right. So, but yeah, our website's got all the details in that, probably that same bit where you saw the pre-grind size. On each coffee we have like a recommendation of water ratio. The biggest thing is high quality water as well.
So if you're figuring out the ratio of your water and coffee at home, and you've got an espresso machine that just spits out like a set amount of water per like double shot or whatever when you press go, would you sort of weigh that out and then weigh out how much you're coffee is dosing in the grinder part, and then like compare and contrast and do tweaks from there, sort of thing?
Yeah, exactly. Right. So a lot of coffee roasters, including us, we have like a kind of a recommendation. It's basically you control it with coffee in, so that's how you get the best flavor out. Yeah, we've got a little recipe that we use. Off the top of my head, it's 20 grams in, and I think it's about 30 mils of coffee out. So I can't quite do the maths on the top of my head there, but that's roughly the ratio. And that's a pretty standard sort of coffee recipe. But yeah, but it's basically like cooking. It's just time over temperature over kind of how much out, basically.
So. Yeah, the time is another one, eh? Like I know a lot of people that get real technical and will be like, have their stopwatch, time their coffee shot, and then adjust their grind size accordingly.
Absolutely, yeah. So that's called dialing in. So yeah, that's and you'll often see in some people's coffee setups or cafes and that sort of thing, they'll have a set of scales under the espresso shot coming out as well.
It's taking me back to my hospo days.
I'm just thinking about the coffee I made myself this morning. So yeah, if it runs.
Do you have a little? You do the scales and the whole shebang every morning.
Oh yeah.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
Wow.
We weigh the coffee.
Nerd.
Outed myself, haven't
I? That's good. No, it's good. You want to be buying your coffee from the nerds, I think.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
You don't do what I do where I start up the espresso machine, then run back here to check that the song's still playing and then run back out and it's all kind of just eyeball.
Nearer.
Okay. Okay. I've been doing it wrong.
Maybe we need some scales in the BFM kitchen and get real technical.
I think we do.
We can organise that.
And then, okay, what's another hot tip? Because honestly, I think I'm doing everything wrong by this point. It's like a big checklist and I haven't checked one.
Yeah. Probably the last tip is, it's kind of a stink one, but it's cleaning the equipment.
Mm. Espresso machines get real grimy,
Yeah, and a coffee that's kind of like left around in like sort of kind of that area, because it's quite, you know, there's a lot of moisture around in a coffee machine and water and stuff like that. So, yeah, old coffee inside a basket does get pretty disgusting. Yeah. So,
yes.
Yeah, probably once every couple of weeks or once every week. Depends how much you use your machine too, of course. But we recommend after every time you kind of make a coffee, at the bare minimum, you know, you've got to take the puck out, put that in the bin, and then kind of give it a nice kind of rub around with a nice dry, like, sort of towel, basically.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a good way of just kind of keeping that moisture out of the basket. Mm-hmm. But yeah, just a good old rinse and filter and kind of making sure that you're washing everything nice and good. That's a pretty good way of upping your coffee game, because yeah, it just keeps everything clean and tidy, and dry is the biggest thing too.
Because
one thing I learned recently is that as soon as water touches your espresso puck in the machine, it actually starts extracting. So yeah, you do want like a nice dry basket. So
I've learned so much, and I feel like I'm really going to review the way I make coffee.
Yeah, this is a good place to start, because I mean, I don't make espresso at home, but I make espresso at Mahi, so
this has felt like an espresso intervention, and I've got some changes.
Millie, I'm going to hold your hand when I say this. You need to weigh out your coffee.
Yeah. Both on the way in and on the way out.
I'm going to be honest, though.
I've been making this
tragically wrong for my whole morning radio career, but because it's 8:30 coffee, comes out perfect every
time.
I have a feeling
the show is going to be especially good tomorrow, because we're going to be really on our game with the coffees that we're making.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So just prepare yourselves for that, everyone. You're not even going to know us tomorrow morning once we've brewed our coffee the right way.
It's going to be crazy around here.
Our beans for this week, we've got the 8:30 standard blend.
The standard.
It's classic. Well, I was going to say it's classic, but you do have the classic blend as well. But it's reliable.
Yep, it's safe. It's happy. It's a good espresso blend, but it's light enough for kind of to be used in anything. So
Even if you haven't quite perfected your espresso technique yet, this one, it won't let you down.
Yeah. Yep. But after this morning's segment, everyone's going to be out there ripping the coffee machine to shreds.
I reckon.
Totally.
8:30 standard blend tasting notes: cocoa, vanilla, and orange blossom. Yummo.
Delish.
With components from Colombia, Papua New Guinea, and Brazil. You can text in right now with your name, your B card number, and 8:30. 8:30 is one word with one T in the middle, and you'll go in the draw to win a bag of this for free. We're going to draw the winners on Friday, so you've got the rest of the week to text in. Or if you just can't wait and you're feeling prepared to take on the world of espresso or coffee in other realms, you can head over to 830's website, 830.com, and use the code 95BFM to get 10% off your order of beans.
Yes, and you could be one of the first people to have brand new 830 bagged coffee.
Yeah.
This week's bean is in a brand spanking new bag.
So good. So good.
Very good. We're going to listen to a track from Brazil. This is from Fabiano do Nascimento. I don't actually know if there's a relation to Milton Nascimento or if that's just a common last name in Brazil. But he is a guitarist, composer, arranger, producer, whole shebang, from Rio de Janeiro and based in LA. And has a new album, Vila. And we're going to listen to a track from that. This is O Tempo Fior e Mur Maestre. Thank you, Christian.
Thank you. Thanks. Have a good week.
You too. Thank you.
passei três dias de luz debaixo do mar.
This is how we brew it
on 95 BFM Breakfast, thanks to 8:30 Coffee Roasters.